Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Sybil Solomon is with us today. She is, along with her partner Lee Gimple, the creator of something called the Good Credit Game. She'll be telling us about that today. She's a financial behaviorist, executive coach, motivational speaker on the psychology of money, and the co-creator of a previous game called Money Habitudes. Tonight, she'll be at the Northeast Library, the Northeast branch of the New Hanover County Public Library, at 6 o'clock with a presentation called Demystifying Credit. And if you haven't met Sybil, let me reassure you that you will not be bored. She's very interesting, and you'll have a lot of fun being with her this evening at 6 o'clock. So, Sybil, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back again. Thanks, Jamila.
Good. Talk to us about why you developed the Good Credit Game. What is it and what spurred you to create this?
Previous to this, what we had was the Money Habitudes card game, and it helped people understand their habits and attitudes about money. And one of the things that came up all the time is that people were asking questions about credit. And credit seemed to be the biggest thing that would get people in trouble. They would sometimes get in trouble because they just didn't know the information, and other times because there's so much fine print, they had no idea of the mistakes they were making.
It can get a little bit overwhelming.
Right. And yeah. We said, you know, people love playing games. They love the Money Habitudes card game. So how could we make it fun and interesting instead of boring? So we created a game with all the information someone needs to know about credit.
And it's very colorful. It really is literally a board game with little markers that you move around. It kind of reminds me in terms of its physical structure of something like Snakes and Ladders, where if you make the right decision, right, you get to scoot a little bit farther ahead on the game board. And if you make a bad credit decision, you don't get to go ahead as much as you would like to. So some of the common misunderstandings about credit really come up in the course of the game. Mm-hmm. Talk about the idea that there's only one credit score and it's revised every 6 months. Okay. Is that true?
No, absolutely not. So the FICO, normally when we're talking about our credit score, we're talking about FICO. And there's many other ones, but FICO is the one that most people know. And a lot of times people think that once they get their credit score, as long as nothing changes, it stays the same way. However, when you get a credit score, it is live, which means the day that they go for it, that's what you get. So if you have a big bill outstanding, it's going to affect you differently than if you've already paid off the bill. The other thing is that FICO itself has 49 different credit scores. So while you're getting one that should be pretty much around what they would all be, when you go for a mortgage, that's a different credit score, could be a different credit score than if you go for insurance or with your credit card. It's a very complicated algorithm, and they have so many different algorithms, and they pull things differently depending upon who the person is that's asking for it, whether it's a mortgage lender or a car lender.
How about some people think you shouldn't pay your credit card bill in full, that will hurt your credit score, you should just pay the minimum?
Oh my gosh, I am so glad you asked about that. I have to tell you, when we were developing this game, we did about a dozen focus groups, and in every single one, at least one person believed that it's best for your credit score not to pay off your credit bill every month. And they felt that, like the companies that give you credit, that they like you more, you get a higher score if you keep owing them money, and that's absolutely wrong. Hmm. The very best thing that you can do is pay off your credit bill every single month, and if you can't pay off as much of it as you can. Mm-hmm. Right? So let me tell you why, right? For two reasons. One is that your credit score depends upon how much they give you, have a credit limit, mm-hmm, and how much of that credit limit you're using. So if you keep carrying a balance, it means every month it looks like you're using more and more money. You don't want to do that. You never want to use, if possible, more than 30% of your credit limit. And you are paying so much money in interest. Please, please, everybody that's listening to this, if you can afford to pay your credit bill every month, pay it in full as much as possible.
And if you have several credit cards running and the one with the highest interest is the one you should pay off first, right?
Okay.
Maybe,
so
maybe
that's
not.
That's an interesting question. There's three different ways that you can pay off your credit bills, right? The first way is purely psychological. You start with the one where you owe the least amount of money because it makes you feel good that now you only owe on 4 credit cards instead of 5 credit cards. The most financially savvy way to do it is to pay off the one that has the highest interest rate first, because the amount that you're paying at 18% is a lot more in interest than if you're paying something at, let's say, 10%. The best for your credit score, however, is to pay off the credit bill that you owe the biggest amount on. So let's say that you have a credit limit of $10,000 and you owe $8,000 on one of them and maybe $2,000 on another one for $10,000. Pay off the one with the $8,000. They want you to carry a smaller percentage each month.
Wow, that's interesting. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Sybil Solomon. She's a financial behaviorist, executive coach, motivational speaker on the psychology of money. She has created, along with her partner, Lee Gimple, something called Money Habitudes. It's a card game, and now they have a new game out. It's a board game called the Good Credit Game. She'll be talking about that tonight, and she'll also be giving a presentation called Demystifying Credit, 6 o'clock tonight at the Northeast Branch of New Hanover County Public Library. Let's talk about a couple of other misunderstandings about credit. Married couples always have the same credit score.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Right? So let's talk about married couples for a minute. The truth is that things have changed over the years. It used to be that when you got married, all debt became joint debt, and that's no longer true. When you enter into the marriage, anything that you owed that was only in your name, let's say you had a credit card only in your name, that debt remains your debt. And if the person you marry had a credit card in their name, that debt remains that person's. However, as soon as you put another name on your credit card, or if you get a credit card jointly, then it belongs to both of you. So what that means is if you run up a $10,000 credit card loan and you're not paying it off and you pay it late, and it was only in your name, it will only show up on your credit report. But if it was in both of your names, it's going to show up on yours and your spouse's. And it's going to affect your credit scores differently. So let's say that you didn't have a very good credit score. Maybe your credit score was only 600, but your spouse had a great credit score. It was 800. If you missed that payment for your spouse, the credit card companies thought, whoa, what's going on here? We gave you a really high score. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Your spouse is going to lose a lot of points. You, however, may only lose 5 points because it's like, well, we knew you weren't very reliable. We kept the credit score low for you, so we're not going to dock so much for you.
Wow. How often is a credit score change? It's really a daily thing, you said?
Yes. When you go to get your credit score, they take whatever is there at that moment. And if 5 days later somebody else does an inquiry, then they may have different information. By the way, there's 2 different kinds of inquiries. There's a soft one and a hard one. The soft inquiry does not affect your credit score whatsoever. Anytime you get your own credit score, it will never affect your credit score.
Right.
Anything that has to do with getting a loan, that will. So when you apply for a mortgage or another credit card or a car loan.
Uh-huh.
That can affect your credit score.
Okay, that's called
just a few points inquiry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one other thing, Sybil, about getting a credit report. How frequently should we do that? And who should we get it from? Which of the 3 major agencies?
Okay, the best thing to do is go to annualcreditreport.com.
Annualcreditreport.com. Okay.
And you get, by law, you can get a free credit report from each of the 3 main bureaus every year. So you get your choice. You can either get them all at one time, or what many people do is they'll get one like after 4 months, and then they'll get another one after 4 months, and then another one. Now, when you get your credit report, the most important thing for you to do is just to look and see, is the information accurate? And some people never look at the identifying information. So do that. If they have the middle initial wrong for you, you may be getting other people's information on your credit report. Or even worse, let's say they have an old address and the people who bought that place have a lien on the property. It's going to show up on yours, on your credit report. And the other thing is, don't worry so much about the credit score. You need to look at your credit report, because your credit score comes 100% from your credit report. Anything that's wrong on your credit report, you can have problems.
I discovered years ago that there was an error on one of my credit reports, and it wasn't difficult to fix. I mean, I had to give documentation and everything, but it was corrected on my credit report, and everything got sorted out. So worth doing, worth taking a look at.
And you bring up a good point. You made the phone call. You took care of it. There's some people that think, oh, I could never take care of this stuff. Just go to annualcreditreport.com, and there's information on there. If there's a problem, it tells you what you need to do. In almost every case, you can take care of this. It's going to take some patience and perseverance, but you can take care of it. The other thing is, if you correct something on one credit report, let's say Experian, you need to make sure it's corrected on the other two. It doesn't necessarily happen automatically.
Thank you, Sybil. I wish I could ask you some more questions, but we need to wrap this up. Sybil Solomon is the co-creator of something called the Good Credit Game. She will be speaking tonight at 6 o'clock at the Northeast Branch of New Hanover County Public Library. She'll be talking tonight about demystifying credit. If you'd like more information about the presentation, you can call the library 910-798-6306. If you'd like to know more about Sybil and the things that she teaches and shares, you can go to moneyhabitudes.com. Thank you, Sybil.
Thank you. It's been great being here.